possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, let's pivot to our next issue, the arrest of NOPD officer Terrence Johnson and his link to prostitutes and a certain prostitute that was linked to a murder case.
Right, right. So yesterday we had a bombshell dropped on the community. An NOPD officer was arrested by the Louisiana State Police on two counts of prostitution, two counts of malfeasance in office. I'm sorry, three counts of malfeasance in office and two counts of first-degree injuring of public records. So those allegations against a police officer are always disturbing. What was even more surprising was that Johnson's arrest stemmed from the investigation that was initiated by the Kenner Police Department into the February the 5th death of the Kansas City sports reporter that was in town covering the Super Bowl, Adam Manzano. So the authorities quickly determined that Manzano was last seen alive in the French Quarter, leaving the area with a person of interest that was identified as Danette Colbert, a known prostitute, someone that has extensive convictions for fraud and drugging people and prostitution. So the Kenner officials, Kenner Police Department, that took charge of this investigation, because Mr. Manzano's death occurred at a Kenner hotel, determined that the suspect in this case, Danette Colbert, was seen entering and leaving Mr. Manzano's room at that Kenner hotel. The Kenner officials went out and got a search warrant, first got an arrest warrant for her, and then obtained a search warrant for her phones that were discovered at her home in Slidell. Once they searched her home, discovered those phones, they got additional warrants to open her phones. And by opening those phones, they developed additional evidence that was in part developed by the Louisiana State Police and their digital crime lab, where they analyzed some of the messages that Dinette Colbert was sending to her associates that were involved in this rather sophisticated robbery and fraud ring that was involved in it. One of the unexpected twists in this is some of the phone number, or one of the phone numbers that was a frequent text messenger involved with Dinette Colbert was someone called T.J. Popo. T.J. Popo ended up being police officer Terrence Johnson. So Terrence Johnson, known to Dinette as T.J. Popo, police officer, as the state police began to unfold and review the messages between Colbert and Johnson, discovered that, A, he was a police officer, B, that their association goes back to at least 2022. They document in the cell phone records that were opened and obtained pursuant to search warrants that Colbert, when she was looking for targets in the French Quarter, would text back and forth with the police officer, Terrence Johnson. And he, one of the messages recounted in the warrant from Johnson to Colbert is, don't talk to him. He might be an undercover Fed. And that was in October of 2022. In December of 2024, there was another text message between the two of them referenced in the arrest warrant where Colbert was talking about her friend was providing her with information about what the foot traffic was like in the French Quarter, saying that her friend Popo told me not to waste my time coming down on December the 23rd because there weren't a lot of people down there. There was another text message referenced in there where Colbert texted Officer Johnson saying, I need you to check up on someone for me. So that type of information enabled the state police to involve the New Orleans Police Department. That investigation was also supplemented and aided by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office because Jefferson had obtained a conviction against Colbert for the same type of activity a few years before. So you've got the Kenner Police Department, the Louisiana State Police, the New Orleans Police Department, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and the FBI now, all involved in this investigation that was initiated based on the death of this reporter, and it comes to find out that Colbert was part of a sophisticated network that would target tourists, drug them, take them back to their rooms, and not just take their watches and their wallets. They would get their PIN numbers for their credit cards and bank accounts. They would siphon out tens of thousands, in some instances, six figures from people's retirement accounts and savings accounts. And they would drug their targets to enable them to get all this information. In many instances, they needed to access their victims' phones. So they just couldn't pick their pockets and take their wallets. They needed to open up their phones, and many of the phones use fingerprint or photographs. So they wanted to drug their targets so they would have access to their fingerprints to open their phones or use their photograph for facial identification to get access to the confidential information that many people store in their phones. And this nine-page arrest warrant documents how a New Orleans police officer, at least since 2022, was engaging in having sex with a prostitute, a known prostitute, convicted felon, while he was on the clock for the police department, leaving his assignment, there was a second witness that was identified by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office that confirmed that in 2021, Officer Johnson contacted this prostitute that is now cooperating with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. And she disclosed that she drove to the French Quarter, and Officer Johnson, while in uniform and on duty, had sex with her that he paid her for. So this is a sordid, tragic betrayal of the public's trust. And nobody is more upset about, as disgusted as the public is, nobody is more disgusted about this and angered about this than the men and women of the New Orleans Police Department that up until yesterday had no idea that one of their members was involved in this type of criminal activity. So the fact that
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That he is no longer on the streets is the beginning of the healing that's necessary. The damage that was done remains to be seen in this and other cases. The investigation, I'm sure, is ongoing. But the police department and the people of the city of New Orleans are better off today now that Officer Johnson has been removed from the streets. And the process now begins to fire him from the department. He has his due process rights. He's no longer on the streets and cannot compromise the work of the police department as it's been alleged that he has done. And, you know, this is, you know, a black eye and an embarrassment to the police department. But the police department played a role in helping to document and dig out the information that resulted in his arrest. So the only good that can come from this is removing somebody that had violated his oath of office, and the police department was part of that investigative team that was able to document criminal wrongdoing that resulted in his arrest yesterday.
You know, one of the interesting things that kind of would have bothered me if, and I've had similar circumstances, not, you know, with the prostitute thing, but officers saying they were somewhere when they were actually somewhere else, right? And I don't know how many cameras they have in the city, LPR cameras, but it'd be nice to have them check that. You know, when you have an officer that's in New Orleans East and supposed to be working in the French Quarter, how can you disappear for such a long period of time and nobody else knows it? You know,
I don't have the answer to that. You know, so one of the prostitution dates, actually, the prostitute drove to the French Quarter mm-hmm. and parked their car in the French Quarter. So he was in the quarter, in the 8th District. And, you know, he got into the prostitute's car and had sex with her, paid her, while wearing his uniform. So, you know, again, I can't speak to how it wasn't discovered. But, you know, there was another incident, I think, where
he was allegedly in New Orleans East.
He was supposed to be working with a hairdresser that was involved in maybe helping Colbert use credit cards that had been stolen from their victims and allowing for and authorizing purchases through that business. So I
imagine there's going to be an internal investigation with a parallel criminal investigation to see whether or not any other folks violated any internal procedures, I would imagine. And I understand that in this particular case of this officer, he will be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office. That's correct.
Right, because this arrest was made by the Louisiana State Police.
Louisiana State Police, yeah.
You know, so right. Under the agreement that the Attorney General's office has with the District Attorney's office, the Attorney General prosecutes the arrests that are made by the Louisiana State Police in Orleans Parish.
All right, got to get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.